Hello, everyone. So tonight is game two of the World Series, and I thought I would read a poem about baseball. My favorite poem about baseball, also the only poem I know about baseball. It's by Mae Swenson, and it's called Analysis of Baseball. And then I'm going to read a couple other poems of hers just because she's fantastic. And once I read this poem, I started reading more of her poems and just, I don't know, I thought it'd be nice. So here's this poem Analysis of Baseball by Mae Swenson. It's about the ball, the bat, and the mitt. Ball hits bat or it hits mitt. Bat doesn't hit ball, bat meets it. Ball bounces off bat, flies air or thuds ground, dud, or it fits mitt. Bat waits for ball to mate. Ball hates to take bat's bait. Ball flirts, bat's late, don't keep the date. Ball goes in thwack to mitt and goes out thwack back to mitt. Ball fits mitt, but not all the time. Sometimes ball gets hit pow when bat meets it and sails to a place where mitt has to quit in disgrace. That's about the bases loaded, about 40,000 fans exploded. It's about the ball, the bat, the mitt, the bases and the fans. It's done on a diamond and for fun. It's about home and it's about run. Then she has a couple, like a little set of, I think, five love poems, and I'm not gonna read all of them because some of them are sad. But I'm gonna read a couple of them because I think I quite like them. Okay, the first one is called A Spring Morning. Your right hand and my left hand, as if they were bodies fitting together, face each other. As if we were dancing, but we are in bed. The thumb of your hand touches my cheek. My head feels the cool of the pillow. Your profile, eye, and ear, and lip asleep has already gone through the doorway of your dream. The round-faced clock ticks on the shelf in dawn light. Your hand has mine, but doesn't feel my cheek is wet. From the top of the oak outside the window, the oriole over and over repeats its phrase, a question. And then another one is called What Matters, which I quite like this one as well. It may be that it doesn't matter who or what or why you love. Maybe it matters when and for how long. Of course, what matters is how strong. Maybe the forbidden, the unbelievable, or what doesn't respond, what grabs all and gives nothing, what proves you a fool, shrinks you, shortens your life. If you love it, it doesn't matter. Only the love matters, the stubbornness, or the helplessness. At a certain chemical instant in early youth, love's trigger is cocked. Whatever moves into focus behind the crosshairs magnifies, is marked for target, injected with magic shot. But the target doesn't matter. And then finally, the last poem in the set is called The Rest of My Life. I'm the one who'll be with me for the rest of my life. I'm the one who'll enjoy myself, take care of myself, be lovable so as to love myself for the rest of my life. Arms be strong to hold me, eyes be with me. Will you be with me for the rest of my life? I'm the one, the only one, the one who won't leave me for the rest of my life. Oh, thank you for listening, and go Giants.